Good morning. Welcome to today's episode of Reflective Hour with Tammy Tony Butler. But we all know who the host of this show is, and that's Christ. And today, he has a message for us as believers, as the body of Christ. We are his beloved sheep of his pasture. He longs for us to see him, to spend time with him, to cultivate that relationship with him, to seek him above all else, not wealth. Not material possessions, not prosperity by our own doing, man's doing. For we are in this world, but not of this world. We are to seek Abba Father and put him first, letting the love of Christ guide us and his healing power. That was given to us through his death and resurrection. By his stripes, you were healed. How many of you are struggling with addiction, struggling to cope with the day-to-day pressures of this world? How many are you looking at others, seeing what they have, and trying to go after the things that they have, envying, striving to have that boat, to have that car, to have that mansion, to have that promotion? How many of you are thinking that that's going to solve all of your problems and bring you happiness? Happiness is fleeting, but joy is everlasting and eternal. And joy comes to those who diligently seek the Lord, who put God first. If we put God first and trust in His Word, marinate in the Scriptures, recognizing that the Word of God is the bread of life with which we draw strength from, when we put Him first, all else shall be given unto us, as it says in his word. We are to trust in his word. We are to trust in him and him alone. When we look at scripture to guide us, to direct our steps, recognizing that sin has consequences, and when we chase idols, even people, when we make people idols in our life, that can have consequences. We are to put our love and trust and faith in Lord Jesus, knowing that he will be there with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And through the Holy Spirit, we have access to that true compass of which way we should walk, which path we should choose, whether it's darkness or whether it's light. We have a choice. Will we compromise our faith, or will we trust in Abba Father to guide us and keep us for his name's sake? We look at Psalm 49, and I read to you a portion of it. And I'm going to start reading where it says in 49:16, do not be overawed when a man grows rich, when the splendor of his house increases, for he will take nothing with him when he dies. His splendor will not descend with him. Though while he lived, he counted himself blessed, and men praise you when you prosper. He will join the generation of his fathers who will never see the light of life. A man who has riches without understanding is like the beasts that perish. The light of life is Jesus. We have to put him first, and we need understanding. We need understanding to guide us. And how do we find that? We find that through the Word of God, through a relationship with Father, through praying, through sitting with him in a field. Even if you are working, going in a closet off by yourself, going and taking a few minutes alone and just getting quiet and sitting there and seeking to hear the whisper, the loving whisper that edifies you, that builds you up, that never puts you down, never condemns. He is a loving Father. And when we put him first over man's prosperity, then everything that we need or desire, he will give us the desires of our heart. It will come and it will be ours. But we have to go to the source of financial, spiritual, and physical prosperity, which is in Christ. In his living and breathing word that gives us life, not death, but life. Don't chase after what someone else has. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And you will have the desires of your heart when you put the source of everything first. And you speak life through your words. Words matter. Speak life over your finances, life over your marriage, life over your children. Do not speak death. There's power in the tongue. You were healed by Christ. You already are whole. You already have been healed. You already have been delivered. You are prosperous. You do have enough money to pay the rent. You do not have cancer any longer. You are healed. You speak to that mountain that's in front of you and you move it by your faith, knowing that God has it and that he has you. You don't have an addiction anymore because you laid it at the foot of the cross. He took it from you. He died so you could live. Lay all that down. Don't look to the past, but just look to him. Look to the light. Look to the truth. Look to the faucet of hope where the wellspring of living water flows freely to all of those who are called according to his purpose, who call upon his holy name, who are saved knowing that there's God the Father, that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That Jesus was fully man, fully God, died, rose again, is now seated at the right side of the Father. And through him, we have freedom. Freedom from sin, freedom from condemnation, freedom from guilt, freedom from shame, freedom from all of it. Walk in the power that you have. Grab hold of hope and healing and purpose and march on to victory because we are victorious creatures through Christ who redeemed us. Daughters and sons of the King united, a united body of believers, one church under the head, which is Christ. Go forth, conquer, prosper this day, knowing that you've been set free and redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and the power of your testimony. That's what moves mouth. That's what sets people free. Profess it with your mouth. Confess your love for Christ. Confess your love. I am saved. Jesus loves me. He died for me. He rose again. I profess it with my mouth. I confess it. I am saved. I am a new creature in Christ. And the Holy Spirit lives inside of me, transforms my heart, my mind, my soul. To be like Christ. I have been. I am whole. I am one with Christ, and we are one. So we are. Walk in the power and authority of Jesus. Go out and conquer. In the name of Jesus, you'll succeed. And that's today's reflective hour with Tammy, Tony.